Commissioners. I'm going to mirror some of my fellow people here. I am opposed to the bounty program as well. The program was originally designed for East River only. It was specifically designed to protect pheasant, which is a non-native species. I don't really have any problem with that. South Dakota is always killing things off and then re-importing them. It happens all the time. We want to grow pheasant again. I don't have a problem with pheasant hunting. However, it is a non-native species. And somehow then we ended up expanding the program to the entire state under the description of encouraging folks to enjoy the outdoors. The residents and millions of visitors to the Black Hills already enjoy hiking, bicycling, hunting, fishing, snowmobiling, and four-wheeling in the Black Hills. We enjoy the outdoors. We also enjoy the wildness of the Black Hills. We have wilderness areas, we have protected habitat. What you are trying to do, I feel like, is to take those protections away. We don't need to be killing off raccoons and skunks and badgers in the Black Hills. We don't need to be killing off red fox. I mean, I can't imagine a lot of the economy East River is different from West River, and a big part of our West River economy is tourism. We have a lot of people that hike through the hills, that hike through the national forest. I don't think they're going to want to see trapped animals. I know I don't want to see trapped animals when I'm on vacation. I'd like to know how you're going to make sure that these trap lines are checked on a regular basis according to the regulations. How many people are you going to have to hire to monitor the 5,500 traps or however many traps you've given away to amateur trappers? What if they decide they're going to get up in a winter's day and they're not going to go check their traps? What if they decide they don't like it and they just leave those traps out there? How are you going to monitor that? So that's one of my big concerns. And of course, we talk about humane killing of these predators, but I would like somebody to tell me what's humane about trapping an animal and leaving it alive to die. So that's my second question. I'd also kind of like to know exactly, I assume these are all traps and not snares, since the snare season, it's not allowed on public lands from, I think it is, I wrote it down somewhere. But anyway, it's not allowed from like May through November for snares. So how are you going to make sure people aren't doing that? This program is just limited to trapping, is my understanding. And I would like to know what documentation that we as the public can use to educate ourselves so that we know why you actually think this really is a good idea, especially in the Black Hills. We don't have pheasant. This is like unnecessary killing. Okay, thank you.
It is just for live traps, so you know.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for your time, Laura. Appreciate it.
Next up, we have Julie Anderson.
Good afternoon. I'm going to read my comment.
Julie, could you just say your name and where you're from for the record,
please? Yeah, my name's Julie Anderson, and I'm from Rapid City. I would like to comment on the Second Century Habitat Initiative. Governor Noem states this program is necessary because she is concerned about our culture in South Dakota and that some of the state's hunting numbers are going down in the opposite direction than they should. Because of this concern, 50,000 animals, according to the $500,000 cap, are going to be trapped, killed, and have their tails cut off for a $10 bounty fee just to ensure that hunters will get to kill more pheasants and ducks. Each household can kill up to 59 animals. With the traps to be issued, no humane monitoring of any kind can be enforced. Game Fish and Parks says regulations in their handbook must be followed. What's to stop someone from doing anything they want to a varmint whose tail is only valued at $10? Kids 16 and under don't even require a license. Snares on public land, as I just heard, are not allowed, so I will nix that. In your frequently asked questions of this program, number 23 asks, what happens to orphaned young? The answer is, when implementing wildlife management techniques such as predator removal, young animals that are entirely dependent on the lactating female will die. So when a female possum with young on her back is killed, they will die too. Also, the free-ranging young of these four species of skunk, possum, fox, and badger are also eligible for this program. Facts support that all the initiatives in this program are ineffective, cruel beyond measure, and have no scientific validation, but they have been ignored. The stated purpose of this meeting today was to finalize this program, but this has already been done. The live trap giveaway was put into effect March 1st and has been closed. The traps have been contracted out from a company in Belle Fourche and from the Department of Corrections. Classes have already been set up and are being offered. How is this program being promoted? Game Fish and Parks says trapping is an important game management tool and an even better way to get family and friends outdoors. This statement goes to the heart of this program and in any other this agency implements. People who oppose hunting and who want to enjoy wildlife and its native habitat are continually shut out. We have no seat at the table, and our voices are never taken seriously, and they die a quick death in this room. My question to this agency is, where did the public comment period go to? Where is my voice in this? Public land is not yours or the governor's to do with as you please, but yet again you do. So why am I here? Because I want it on record that someone spoke up to the governor, the Game Fish and Parks Department, and condemned this war on wildlife. I want it on record that someone in this state thinks that the killing of four native species so that more of a non-native one, namely the ring-tailed pheasant, can be killed by hunters is just flat out wrong. I want it on public record that not all South Dakotans think this is okay. It is not.
Thanks, Julie. We appreciate your time.
Next up, Terry Mays.
Commissioners, Mr. Hepler. Okay, you all pretty much know me, and you know I wear a lot of hats. Well, today I'm only wearing one. I'm here to represent the South Dakota Wildlife Federation.
Can you just remind us what your name is for the record? Your name and where you're from for the
Terry
record.
Terry Mays, M-A-Y-E-S. And I know you've received a letter from Commissioner Cooper, and I, in support of his letter, for myself and for the Wildlife Federation, we believe that the questions and the comments within that letter are very germane to this entire issue, and we hope that you would take them under advisement before you make any final decisions. We very much support the effort of the governor's office and the Game Fish and Parks in this initiative, and we hope that it's successful. We think it is a wonderful opportunity to do some things East River that are pretty important. I do have two comments I want to make, and they're relative to the letter that Commissioner Cooper read. There was no public forum about this issue, and nearly $1 million was spent of hunters and fishers' tax dollars. I don't believe that should happen now or ever. There should be a public forum before that check is written. Secondly, the Game Commission was not involved nearly enough in the beginning of this process. Because of that, it diminishes your authority, your reach, and your ability to support the public, what the commission was designed for in the first place. I think if we're going to spend this kind of money on any program, there should be an open public forum, and there should be an opportunity for the Game Commission to be in on the ground floor. Thank you.
Thanks for your time, Terry.
That is all of the sheets that we had for people signed up to talk about the nest predator bounty restrictions. We I believe we're moving into the open forum section next, is that correct? Mm-hmm. And at that point in time, I think, Coop, I think you're signed up for that. So is there anyone else that wants to talk specifically about the nest predator bounty restrictions? If not, we'll close the public hearing and move into the open forum portion of things.